The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Wednesday of the second week of Lent. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Wednesday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the commemoration of St. Catherine Drexel. Born in 1858 in Philadelphia, she had an excellent education and traveled widely. And as a rich girl, Catherine had a grand debut into society. But when she nursed her stepmother through a three-year terminal illness, she saw that all the Drexel money could not buy safety from pain or death, and her life took a profound turn. She was on a European tour and met with Pope Leo XIII and asked him to send missionaries to Wyoming to serve the Native Americans. The Pope replied, "Why don't you become a missionary?" Back home, Catherine visited the Dakotas, met the Sioux leader, Red Cloud, and began her systematic aid to the Indian missions. Now, Catherine Drexel could have easily married, but after much discussion and 3.5 years of training, Mother Drexel and her first band of nuns, Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament for her Indians and colored, opened a boarding school in Santa Fe. By 1942, she had a system of black Catholic schools in 13 states, plus 40 mission centers and 23 rural schools. In all, she established 50 missions for Native Americans in 16 states. Her crowning achievement was the founding of Xavier University in New Orleans, the first Catholic university in the United States for African Americans. At 77, Mother Drexel suffered a heart attack and was forced to retire, but then came 20 years of quiet, intense prayer. St. Catherine Drexel died at the age of 96 in 1955. St. Catherine Drexel, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Dear Lord, I do not know what will happen to me today. I only know that nothing will happen that was not foreseen by you and directed to my greater good from all eternity. I adore your holy and unfathomable plans and submit to them with all my heart for love of you, the Pope, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray that we may experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now today is meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo DeFilippis of St. Luke Productions.
Faith and our goal. The Christian faith is not a pastime, and the church is not one club among others of a similar or even of a different sort. Rather, faith responds to the primordial question of man regarding his origin and goal. Kant characterized as the essential core of philosophy, what is man? In other words, faith has to do with truth, and only if man is capable of truth can it also be said that he is called to freedom. The first item in the alphabet of faith is the statement, "In the beginning was the Word." Faith reveals to us that eternal reason is the ground of all things, or put in other terms, that things are reasonable from the ground up. Faith does not aim to offer man some sort of psychotherapy. Its psychotherapy is the truth. This is what makes it universal and by nature missionary. It is also the reason why faith is intrinsically querens intellectum, as the fathers say, that is, in search of understanding. Understanding, hence, rational engagement with the priorly given word is a constitutive principle of the Christian faith which of necessity spawns theology. This trait, moreover, distinguishes the Christian faith from all other religions, even from a purely historical point of view, Theology is a specifically Christian phenomenon which follows from the structure of this faith.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. 9 past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Wednesday of the second week of Lent, March 3rd, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. The fire of God's love consumes the ashes of our sin. The embrace of the Father renews us from inside and purifies our heart. We begin this day of prayer joining with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas. On the waters he made it firm.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O Christ, who art the light of day, thou drivest darksome night away. We know thee as the light of light, illuminating mortal sight. O Lord, we pray to thee.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies.
I said, I will be watchful of my ways, for fear I should sin with my tongue. I will put a curb on my lips when the wicked man stands before me. I was dumb, silent, and still. His prosperity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days? Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is as nothing in your sight. A mere breath, the man who stood so firm. A mere shadow, the man passing by. A mere breath, the riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain.
And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rests all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sin and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim, like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again before I depart to be no more.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Through your Son you taught us, Father, not to be fearful of tomorrow, but to commit our lives to your care. Do not withhold your Spirit from us, but help us find a life of peace after these days of trouble.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy.
Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil? Planning ruin all day long, your tongue like a sharpened razor, you master of deceit. You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, you tongue of deceit. For this, God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, "So this is the man who refused to take God as his stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth and grew powerful by his crimes." But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God forever and ever. I will thank you forevermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, you cut down the unfruitful branch for burning, and prune the fertile to make it bear more fruit. Make us grow like laden olive trees in your domain, firmly rooted in the power and mercy of your Son, so that you may gather from us fruit worthy of eternal life.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy.
Turn back to the Lord and do penance.
Be renewed in heart and spirit.
A reading from the book of Exodus. From the desert of Sin, the whole Israelite community journeyed by stages, as the Lord directed, and encamped at Rephidim. Here there was no water for the people to drink. They quarreled, therefore, with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to a test?" Here then, in their thirst for water, the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "Why did you ever make us leave Egypt? Was it just to have us die here of thirst, with our children and our livestock?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? A little more and they will stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go over there in front of the people, along with some of the elders of Israel, holding in your hand as you go the staff with which you struck the river. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock in Horeb. Strike the rock, and the water will flow from it for the people to drink." This Moses did in the presence of the elders of Israel. The place was called Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled there and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord in our midst or not?" At Rephidim, Amalek came and waged war against Israel. Moses therefore said to Joshua, "Pick out certain men, and tomorrow go out and engage Amalek in battle. I will be standing on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him. He engaged Amalek in battle after Moses had climbed to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur. As long as Moses kept his hands raised up, Israel had the better of the fight. But when he let his hands rest, Amalek had the better of the fight. Moses' hands, however, grew tired, so they put a rock in place for him to sit on. Meanwhile, Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady until sunset. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this down in a document as something to be remembered, and recite it in the ears of Joshua. I will completely blot out the memory of Amalek from under the heavens." Moses also built an altar there, which he called Yahweh Nissi, for he said, "The Lord takes in hand his banner. The Lord will wage war against Amalek through the centuries." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
With joy, you will draw water from the springs of salvation.
And on that day, you will say, Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name.
The water I shall give you will become in you a spring, welling up to eternal life.
And on that day, you will say, Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name.
From the Treatise Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus, Bishop. From the beginning, God created man out of his own generosity. He chose the patriarchs to give them salvation. He took his people in hand, teaching them, unteachable as they were, to follow him. He gave them prophets, accustoming man to bear his spirit and to have communion with God on earth. He who stands in need of no one, gave communion with himself to those who need him. Like an architect, he outlined the plan of salvation to those who sought to please him. By his own hand, he gave food in Egypt to those who did not see him. To those who were restless in the desert, he gave a law perfectly suited to them. To those who entered the land of prosperity, he gave a worthy inheritance. He killed the fatted calf for those who turned to him as Father and clothed them with the finest garment. In so many ways, he was training the human race to take part in the harmonious song of salvation. For this reason, John in the book of Revelation says, "His voice was as the voice of many waters." The Spirit of God is indeed a multitude of waters, for the Father is rich and great. As the Word passed among all these people, he provided help in generous measure for those who were obedient to him by drawing up a law that was suitable and fitting for every circumstance. He established a law for the people governing the construction of the tabernacle and the building of the temple. the choice of Levites, the sacrifices, the offerings, the rites of purification, and the rest of what belonged to worship. He himself needs none of these things. He is always filled with all that is good. Even before Moses existed, he had within himself every fragrance of all that is pleasing. Yet he sought to teach his people, always ready though they were to return to their idols. Through many acts of indulgence, he tried to prepare them for perseverance in his service. He kept calling them to what was primary by means of what was secondary, that is, through foreshadowings to the reality, through things of time to the things of eternity, through things of the flesh to the things of the spirit, through earthly things to the heavenly things. As he said to Moses, "You will fashion all things according to the pattern that you saw on the mountain." For 40 days, Moses was engaged in remembering the words of God, the heavenly patterns, the spiritual images, the foreshadowings of what was to come. St. Paul says, "They drank from the rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ." After speaking of the things that were in the law, he continues, "All these things happened to them as symbols. They were written to instruct us on whom the end of the ages has come." Through foreshadowings of the future, they were learning reverence for God and perseverance in his service. The law was therefore a school of instruction for them and a prophecy of what was to come. The law was our guardian until Christ came and made it possible for us to be reconciled to God by faith.
And now that the time of faith has come, we are under that guardian no longer.
Before the time of faith came, the law kept us strictly in check, watching us closely until faith should be revealed.
And now that the time of faith has come, we are under that guardian no longer.
Let us pray. Keep your family, O Lord, schooled always in good works, and so comfort them with your protection here, as to lead them graciously to gifts on high, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
28 minutes past the hour. Today's Gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
This morning, you were on my mind.
27 minutes before the hour. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, James, John, and their mother make a truly audacious request of the Lord. It's from the 20th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside.
"Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day."
Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came up to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked him for something.
"What do you want?"
"Command that these two sons of mine may sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your kingdom."
"You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?"
James and John said to him,
"We are."
"We are able.
You will drink my cup. But to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father."
When the 10 heard it, they were indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him.
"You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Now, the intentions of James, John, and their mother were good. But as the Lord said, they really had no clue as to what it was they were asking. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. While Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, he spoke for the third time to his disciples about his passion and death and of his glorious resurrection. At one of the places where they stopped on the journey, he was approached by one of the group accompanying him, a woman, the mother of James and John. She sought to gain a favor for her sons. Kneeling before him, she asked him for something, narrates St. Matthew. She tells Jesus quite simply, "Command that these two sons of mine may sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your kingdom." Our Lord replied immediately, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup I am to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." The two brothers must not have grasped the reality of the situation, for a little earlier, as St. Luke tells us, when Jesus spoke of his passion, they understood none of these things. This saying was hid from them, and they did not grasp what was said. The language of the cross is not easy to understand. Nevertheless, they were disposed, albeit with a general intention, to go along with whatever Jesus wanted. They had not placed any limits on how far they were willing to follow our Lord, nor have we. And so, when we make petition for something, when we pray, we ought to be disposed towards accepting, above all, the will of God, even when it does not accord or run parallel with our wishes. His Majesty knows best what is suitable for us. It is not for us to advise him what to give us, for he can rightly reply that we know not what we ask. He wants us to ask him for what we need and what we want, but above all, he wants us to conform our will to his. He will always give us what is best. James and John ask for a place of honor in the new kingdom, and Jesus talks to them about redemption. He asks them if they are ready to suffer with him. He uses the familiar Hebrew image of a chalice, which symbolizes the will of God for an individual. The Lord's is a bitter chalice, which will turn to a chalice of blessings for all men. Drinking the cup of another was a sign of deep friendship and of readiness to share a common destiny. It is to this intimate relationship that our Lord invites those who wish to follow him. To take part in the glorious resurrection, one has to share the cross with him. Are you ready to suffer with me? Are you able to drink of my chalice with me? We can, replied the two apostles. James died a few years later, beheaded on the orders of Herod Agrippa. St. John underwent innumerable sufferings and persecutions for love of the Lord. He has called us too, and asks us, as he asked James and John, are you ready to drink the cup? That cup which means giving yourself fully to the will of the Father, which I am going to drink? Yes, we are ready, is the reply of the sons of thunder. Are you and I really ready to carry out in everything the will of our Father God? Have we given our Lord our whole heart, or are we attached to our own self and to our own interests and comfort and self-love? Is there anything in our lives which is out of keeping with our Christianity, something which makes us unwilling to mend our ways? Today we are given a chance to set things straight. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 20 minutes before the hour, morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Wednesday of the second week of Lent, March 3rd, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church in prayer as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Are holy. What God can compare with our God?
O God, all your ways are holy. What God can compare with our God?
I cry aloud to God. Cry aloud to God that he may hear me.
In the day of my distress, I sought the Lord. My hands were raised at night without ceasing. My soul refused to be consoled. I remembered my God, and I groaned. I pondered, and my spirit fainted.
You withheld sleep from my eyes. I was troubled. I could not speak. I thought of the days of long ago, and I remembered the years long past. At night I mused within my heart. I pondered, and my spirit questioned.
Will the Lord reject us forever? Will he show us his favor no more? Has his love vanished forever? Has his promise come to an end? Does God forget his mercy or in anger withhold his compassion?
I said, this is what causes my grief, that the way of the Most High has changed. I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember your wonders of old. I muse on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds.
Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who works wonders. You showed your power among the peoples. Your strong arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph.
The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and trembled. The depths were moved with terror. The clouds poured down rain. The skies sent forth their voice. Your arrows flashed to and fro.
Your thunder rolled around the sky. Your flashes lighted up the world. The earth was moved and trembled when your way led through the sea. Your path through the mighty waters, and no one saw your footprints.
You guided your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Father, you established your ancient covenant by signs and wonders. But more wondrously, you confirmed the new one through the sacrifice of your Son. Guide your church through the pathways of life, that we may be led to the land of promise and celebrate your name with lasting praise.
O God, all your ways are holy.
What God can compare with our God? My heart leaps up with joy to the Lord, for he humbles only to exalt us.
My heart leaps up with joy to the Lord, for he humbles only to exalt us.
My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in my God.
I have swallowed up my enemies. I rejoice in my victory. There is no holy one like the Lord. There is no rock like our God.
Speak boastfully no longer, nor let arrogance issue from your mouths. For an all-knowing God is the Lord, a God who judges deeds.
The bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears 7 sons, while the mother of many languishes.
The Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the nether world. He raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles. He also exalts.
He raises the needy from the dust. From the ash heap, he lifts up the poor, to seat them with nobles and make a glorious throne their heritage.
For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the footsteps of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall perish in the darkness. For not by strength does man prevail. The Lord's foes shall be shattered.
The Most High in heaven thunders. The Lord judges the ends of the earth. Now may he give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
My heart leaps up with joy to the Lord, for he humbles only to exalt us.
The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice.
The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice.
The Lord is King, let earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne, justice and right.
A fire prepares his path. It burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth trembles at the sight.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All people see his glory.
Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits, worship him.
Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked.
Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, you clothe the sky with light, and the depths of the ocean with darkness. Among the sons of men you work wonders and rain terror upon the enemy. Look upon your servants. Do not try us by fire, but bring us rejoicing to the shelter of your home.
The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. The Lord your God has chosen you from all the nations on the face of the earth to be a people peculiarly his own. It was because the Lord loved you and because of his fidelity to the oath he had sworn to your fathers that he brought you out with his strong hand from the place of slavery and ransomed you from the land of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Understand, then, that the Lord your God is God indeed, the faithful God, who keeps his merciful covenant to the thousandth generation toward those who love him and keep his commandments. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Let us pray. Let us give thanks to God our Father. Through the power of the Spirit, he purifies our hearts and strengthens us in love. Let us humbly ask him.
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
Help us to receive good things from your bounty with deep sense of gratitude.
And to accept with patience the evil that comes to us.
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit. Teach us to be loving, not only in great and exceptional moments,
but above all in the ordinary events of daily life. Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
May we abstain from what we do not really need.
And help our brothers and sisters in distress.
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
may we bear the wounds of your Son.
For through his body he gave us life. Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
And to these intercessions, we pause to add the prayers of our own hearts.
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Keep your family, O Lord, schooled always in good works, and so comfort them with your protection here, as to lead them graciously to gifts on high. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Wednesday is coming up right in front of you, so make it holy. Morning air is next. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do this again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out and make it a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.